This is the seventh show in the Vampire series. This one will go into the Achilles heel of the Judas Evil Walk-in Satanists who run the planet. That's basically the Rothschild bankers, the 1% of the 1%, who have robbed humanity in the West and control and totally run the planet by theft, which is called the Talmud. And if you study their occult books, their secret agenda, you'll see it's all laid down in the Protocols of Zion, which you can find on the internet, and it's on my website, mindovermatter.ru. And this is the algorithms, the software, which is installed into the Judas Evil Walk-in Satanists, and is run by their servants, their robotic, totally possessed Bilderberger wetware, like Blair and, of course, the Pentagon generals and the bitches at the MOD and all the Freemasonic police officers and the rest of the Secret Service scum, Homeland Security, who are the total wetware robots of the Judas Evil Walk-in Satanists. These aliens come from the Sirius star system and are intradimensionals, extraterrestrials, which means they live in another dimension and are composed of the 96% of energy and matter we can't see. And of course they're extraterrestrials because they inhabited at least the Sirius star system, and of course they like to take on the forms of dogs and find that dogs are easily possessed because the dog has no soul according to the Catholics, and therefore the extraterrestrial intradimensional Judas Evil Walk-in Satanist entity, which can be composed of dark energy matter, or strange energy matter, or chaotic energy matter, depending upon the sign in front of the equation. The sign is I for a dark energy matter being, minus I for a strange energy matter being, and fractal for a chaotic energy matter being, which basically gives you the denizens of this 96% of the universe that the dog-like idiot physicist human knows exists but has no idea what is out there. These things can actually rip out the soul of a weak-souled biophysical souled entity, and then walk in. And for example, with a dog, there's no problem there because according to the Catholics, they've got no soul, so these entities can possess any dog, and then with the love of the human for the dog, the entity jumps from the dog into the human, hence Dog Star Sirius. What happened was that the entities traveled here rather like remote viewers who can travel to different locations. You can think of them having spaceships that travel between Sirius and Earth, but these spaceships are composed of dark energy matter or producing wormholes, etc. You can think of methods for them to get here. Then they, of course, jump into the dogs and then look for the most weak-souled human. And of course, the most weak-souled human is the Negro Black, in that the Negro Black has the lowest intelligence, and intelligence comes from the mind, and the mind comes from the biophysical body. So by definition, the easiest human to possess is the Black, and the Black, of course, was inhabiting Egypt. Was run by blacks, and we know that Obama is the clone or the simulacra of Atom, the black pharaoh that brought total destruction to Egypt. His wife is the spitting image of his mother, from the pictograms, and the children of the Obama, Judas, evil, walking Satanist are the simulacra or clones of the younger brother and sister of ATOM. And remember, ATOM stands for NATO, which of course is the paedophile torture murder unit of the Rothschilds. And of course, we know that cloning technology is very advanced, and of course you could actually clone ATOM if you had the sarcophagus containing the mummy, which of course the Rothschilds might have had. Or we know that the entity that was ATOM could have walked into a black which had a specially prepared soul which had been destroyed, which you can do by the Abramelin ritual. Abramelin the Jew was a Judas evil walking Satanist that gave the 6 month long occult ritual which destroys your soul and allows the Judas evil walking Satanist to come into your being. And of course, in exchange for destroying your soul, you get material power, basically the Faustian bargain. Now, of course, we know that once the black in Egypt was possessed by the dog, Syrian Judas evil walking Satanists, they started building pyramids. They built three pyramids, in that you need three pyramids in order to produce the matrix of the matrix of the matrix. You use stone, in that stone has a lot of hyperinfinity, which can collapse the quantum wave function to produce the reality you want. You can link the three pyramids together in order to have a matrix of a matrix of a matrix, or a matrix within the matrix within the matrix. And of course, you have the capstone, which is shiny, covered with a shiny metal, which links up with the sun. And remember, the sun is the portal to the fifth dimension, because according to Theodore Kaluza, who expanded Einstein's a special case, general relativity, in four dimensions to five dimensions, and he found that when he moved it, expanded it into five dimensions, automatically electromagnetism, light, became gravity in the fifth dimension. So one can think that the capstone in the pyramid actually filters the fifth dimension, which manifests down as the fourth dimension, which is the reality that normal humans had before sequestration. And then the pyramid, the four walls of the pyramid, that the stone there actually manifests the reality of the Judas evil walking dog from Sirius. And the capstone, of course, blocks out most of the fifth dimension. So in fact, you filter out everything but what the alien Judas evil walking Satanist wants. And the stone, the massive amount of hyperinfinity in the stone, collapses the quantum wave function, which is allowed through the capstone. And then the base of the pyramid, which is a square, basically then rotates, because in complex number theory, a plane causes rotation. The base of the pyramid then causes rotation in the soul, the biophysical body of the black who's around the pyramid, rotating it from an upward position to a downward position. This then means that the linkage, think of it like a plug, but the plug which you plug in from the biophysical mind to the body is pulled out of the socket and taken away from the connection. So you get a total disconnection between the brain in the black Egyptian and its mind, which of course has been the biophysical body, which has been rotated upside down. This is seen in the occult, in the tarot cards, where you've got the hanged man who is hung up by his left leg. We know that the fringe of awareness, what's left of the awareness of man, is by his ankles. So that's why we've got the rope. And of course, the rope links up with the whip of fire. It's the serpent linking round the left ankle. And remember, the left side of the energy body is where you've got the pulsar side, which pulses in and out, which gives you psychic power. So basically, you've sequestered the psychic powers, blocked them from the torture beast, hung it upside down, and then completely disconnected its biophysical body, its mind, from its brain. This, of course, is vital for possession sequestration technology, which I'll explain on a future Jeff Rent show when I go into bioinformational warfare part 3. This show is just about the secrets of the Rothschild, Judas, evil, walking, Satanist Freemasons in London, the London bankers and the Jewish Satanist bankers. And I'm just revealing it just to show that all their secrets are mine and they're my bitches. Now, of course, the base of the pyramid has now rotated the black's mind, biophysical body, upside down. So, in fact, we have a complete disconnect. So all of the black's Egyptians around that pyramid are now have a complete separation from mind, from brain, and the reality around the pyramid, depending upon the mass of the pyramid. If you want it to cover Egypt, it has to be massive, hence the massive pyramid. That pyramid then is linked up with the smaller one. This one then produces a matrix within a matrix. This then filters the reality from the big one into a matrix within a matrix, which allows control of the reality to parameters which aren't available to a normal reality. So basically, you can do, in a computer game, things you can't do in the real world. So for example, you can get shot dead in Grand Theft Auto and then replay the game again later. This is not applicable in the real world, where if a Homeland Security killer tasers you to death, which is standard procedure in Bolshevik America, you won't wake up in the morning. So when the American Homeland Security killer kills you, you're dead. But in the second pyramid, matrix within the matrix, you can be woken up again, which of course has great uses, because if you can virtualize awareness, you can then torture the victim again and again and again. So for example, if you're trapped in Guantanamo Bay or the Polish vivisection torture camp, which Russia Today has uncovered and got documentation from a Polish maid that the Americans get up to hideous Spanish Inquisition type torture of anyone that gets captured, or for example, if you get captured by the NSA and taken to one of the US Navy coffin ships where they cut you to pieces and then chuck you overboard, these things, once they do it to you in the real world, you die. But within a matrix, within a matrix, they can reboot you, and you're off again. Now, of course, you might say, well, if someone shoots me dead, I'm dead. Yes, I agree with you. But what the dog Sirius, Judas, evil, walking, Satanist, alien, produced was the capability of resurrecting not the physical body of the black Egyptian beast, but the biophysical body, the soul. So the second pyramid was there to collect the souls. So not only they disconnect, they rotate them upside down. So think of the plug, which is in the head, being disconnected, moved downwards by the base of the pyramid, which causes rotation. Any plane causes Lorentz rotation. If you look up complex number theory on Google, most of you listening, of course, are evolved humans who have got no concept of mathematics, in, basically because you've been processed and turned into the lobotomized vegetable, which I talked about on Bioinformational Warfare 2. But for those of you who are mathematically literate, look it up. Now, the second pyramid, which these alien invaders got the Egyptians to build, then put the biophysical body of the black Egyptian into something called the middle place. Christ talks about this in the Bible, in that this is the place where the soul of the human damned is placed by the soul stealers, which of course are these Syrian extraterrestrial, intra-dimensional, Judas evil walking Satanists. And of course, the initial anchor for their invasion was Egypt. So we've got the biophysical body taken from the black, put into the second pyramid, and then put into a matrix within a matrix, which is called the middle place. The stone of the pyramid then collapses the hyperinfinity of the soul of the Egyptian black and puts them into a virtual prison, the middle place, where the souls can be tortured for energy. Because remember, the whole process of the Judas evil walking Satanist Syrian alien is to use humans as an energy source. And if you've seen the Matrix film, you've got the strange concept of artificial intelligences with great intelligence being able to have nuclear reactors, fission reactors, fission or fusion, but of course solar energy, satellites in space, all that technology, but they have to bleed energy from the humans in the egg-like coffins. Now one might wonder, what's the energy? Well, the energy of that is the biophysical energy, the energy of the soul, which is the foodstuff for these 96% of the universe aliens. So basically, to them, it's the juiciest, sweetest form of food. Their own form of food is sour. So if you eat a dark energy matter alien like a vampire can do, you'll find them sour like a lemon. And if you eat a human, you'll find them sweet and nectar-like. And of course, this goes to Greek mythology, the nectar of the gods. The nectar of the gods is the energy produced by feeding on humans, which of course makes you immortal. So you can see why these aliens want the energy. It actually expands their lifespan and then allows them to produce their own reality within intense space. Now, once the second pyramid in Egypt was then used to produce the middle place, basically the prison for the souls of the black Egyptians, they then could be rebooted. You can torture them to any lengths, kill the soul and then reboot it, because it's a matrix within a matrix. So you can then have the soul tortured basically without end. So this of course is the hell, which doesn't exist in some far off biblical Catholic fantasy, but actually is produced by technology which was built and installed in ancient Egypt at least 5,000 years ago. And then you've got the third pyramid. What does the third pyramid do? Well, all humans have something called awareness, and this awareness can be then taken from the biophysical body. And if you look, read Castaneda's books, you see they burn with a fire within and convert their awareness into balls of light. Light, remember, is gravity within the fifth dimension. So what they're doing is actually going up the uplink from the fourth dimension to the fifth dimension, into the fifth dimensional Riemann manifold, and then allowing themselves to become bodiless entities in the fifth dimension. If you invert this and make it satanic, you can then take the black soul, which is in the second pyramid, you can then make a matrix within a matrix within a matrix, which then puts that awareness into the little pyramid, the third pyramid. There, you've got less stone, because you don't need as much stone, because it's only awareness, but you need some stone to collapse hyperinfinity to produce what's called a torture bottle. You now have got rotation again. So you can think of the first one rotating, disconnecting the plug on the top of the head, which connects the mind to the brain, inverting it. The second one then rotates the soul, not back up again, but rotates it again, but this time down into the middle place, and the base of the third pyramid rotates the soul into the torture bottle. Think of it as an oubliette. An oubliette is something the American military use, which is basically a dungeon with where you drop people in, and the only way out is through the top. And that way they can live in their own excrement and filth. And this is standard operating procedure in American coffin ships and in their Polish torture prisons. And Guantanamo, of course, is the Butlins, the holiday camp of the American military's torture machine. But the third pyramid, of course, is where the awareness of the black Egyptian is put into a torture bottle, and you can think of these having the capability to put the awareness of the black Egyptian into a state of torment where it wants to suicide, but not like in the normal world where they just kill themselves, but being able to have the awareness of the human soul in perpetual torment. Why would you want this? Well, if you've got the torture bottle technology, which comes from the third pyramid in Egypt, you can then produce batteries, which can then be used, think of them as psychotronic batteries, psychotronic amplifiers, psychotronic generators, which can then be used on the Higgs field. And these, of course, have great use to the aliens, because they are the power source of their stargates and extra dimensional spaceships, which aren't physical, but actually move through the 96% of the universe that we can't see. So, of course, you see that in most UFO attacks, these spaceships can vanish into thin air and then appear. And with these bottles, they can, these torture bottles, they can actually make the dark energy matter, strange energy matter, chaotic energy matter physical, because they can manipulate the Higgs field to make these entities, which are non-physical, physical, using the torture bottle technology from the third pyramid. This, of course, was the basis for the Egyptian civilization that then spread around the world and sequestered the human race. We find that Kabbalah, which is the occult blueprint and Bible of the Judas bankers, Judas Evil Walking Satanist bankers, the Jewish bankers, and the Scottish Rite Freemason bankers, who derived from the Knights Templar. This Kabbalah derives from Egyptian occultism, which of course isn't occultism, but actually is the Judas Evil Walking Satanist Syrian Dog Star technology. And you find that this walking technology is used in every Freemasonic temple on the planet. And you can think of this alien invasion having taken over the cream, the great and the good of humanity, because only the great and the good are invited to become Freemasons. So you find all your judges, your barristers, your top doctors, your top Pentagon generals, colonels, etc. your police officers above sergeant rank, and then most of the sergeant ranks are Freemasons. You find all your high government officials are Freemasons. So basically what's happened is you've got Freemasonic temples where this technology is replicated on the top 1% of the human race, turning them into Judas evil walking Satanist beasts and distilling their awareness into torture bottles. And of course you find that the 99% of humanity who haven't been fully processed, of course, have no chance of doing anything, because the command and control of humanity is totally run by these Judas evil walking Satanist aliens who've taken over all the Freemasons. And then above that you've got the Illuminati levels, which of course allow the Judas evil walking Satanists to not only have full control of their Freemasonic wetware, but then have augmented wetware, which of course is your Bush, your Blair, your Soros, etc. And then of course you'd have the special breeding program, which allows total control of the wetware in the form of a Rothschild, where in fact its soul has been totally vitiated to the point where the alien can control the human body with absolute command, and that gives you a Rothschild Judas evil walking Satanist body, like Jacob Rothschild or Nathaniel Rothschild or Selina Rothschild, who in fact are aliens who are just using human bodies as we would just drive a car. Now you might think that there's no way out of this, but luckily if you study Kabbalah, you'll see that every invasion has produced a creation, a Zion, which has always fallen to pieces. You might ask, why has every Judas evil walking Satanist creation collapsed and formed what Kabbalah calls an Edomic world, which is basically where the world has fallen to Amalek, who is actually the enemy of the Jews, and in fact destroys all of Jewish creation. Why does it always fail? Well, one can think that as you have this technology built, and you're building these intelligences which are taking over humans, though in fact within the human is a hidden part which actually possesses the Judas evil walking Satanist and actually destroys them. Think of the film Forbidden Planet from the 50s. In this, an alien race called the Krell, and the amplifier manufacturer Krell took that name over as good old copyists. The Krell were an alien race that turned an entire planet into a psychotronic generator. Scientists from Earth goes there with his daughter, uses a machine to boost his intelligence to the level where he can actually access the Krell psychotronic generator, which then gives him godlike powers. And you can think of these Judas evil walking Satanists basically amplifying their intelligences using this pyramid technology, which is actually anchored to the planet by the three Egyptian pyramids. And in fact, the control mechanism, the control generator for the whole process, can be thought of as the Sphinx, which was built before the pyramids, and can be thought of as the psychotronic generator, which allows the control of hyperinfinity on a scale where the Judas evil walking Satanists can possess the Egyptians to build the pyramids. So the Sphinx can be thought of as the master psychotronic generator of the process. Now this Sphinx has a lion's body, wings, and the face of a man, which links up with Kabbalah, because the directions of the compass have certain holy animals, or satanic animals, as I call them, which control that direction, and the man is in fact the south, the lion would be the east, and the wings would be the air eagle of the west, and in fact the demonic entities always use the north, so you can think of that Sphinx as the satanic psychotronic generator, which possesses the square, the four points of the compass, in order to initiate possession of the human. I'll be talking about how you possess any human on a forthcoming rent show. This Sphinx technology, of course, is then seen in the checkerboard, which is seen on every police officer and in every Freemasonic temple. And you've got the white checkerboard, which inverts the human soul upside down, and the black checkerboard, which then takes the dark energy matter, strange energy matter, chaotic energy matter, possession, unclean spirit from the underworld, and rotates it up, and then hooks its plug socket into the top of your head, which then possesses you. So you can think of the checkerboard as the energy infrastructure for possessing humans, and you'll find this on every Freemasonic temple, which of course is in America, Canada, Europe, and of course Russia. So that's why Russia is in fact a Weimar Republic controlled fully by the Jews, because the Freemasonic temples in Russia have actually put the Russians under the boot of these Judas evil walking Satanists. You'll find in China, the Chinese, after the Cultural Revolution, wouldn't have Freemasonic temples, so in fact that's why the Chinese aren't owned and run by the Jews, because they haven't got any Freemasonic temples. And it's only now that the West is trying to introduce Freemasonic temples into China that the Chinese will come under the total takeover of the Judas evil walking Satanists if they allow the filthy Freemason Satanist temples to be built on their territory. So the only way that China can remain free is to make sure that Freemasonry is totally and utterly forbidden, and that any Freemason who is Chinese is immediately arrested and put into re-education. And of course I've got the technology to turn the possessed Chinaman back into a human. But in the West it's totally beyond redemption, and the sooner every British and American city is covered in Cobalt 60 and the echo is dropped, the better. As for the Russians, I can't see any way out of that, because there's no chance of them getting rid of their Freemasonic temples. But luckily we've got the Chinese as the last repository of humanity. Oh, and of course the North Koreans. We find that the Freemason network, which is actually running the planet for these aliens, these Judas evil walking Satanists, is in total control of the West, and now we've got the entire wealth of the West being given to the Judas evil walking Satanists, who are basically all the top bankers on the planet. Why are they bankers? Well, this, when you look at the Matrix film, the energy which comes off the banker and is used by the banker to control reality and the world is in fact the energy which you get from the human in its coffin. In the Matrix film, this energy, of course, is the energy of money. That's why you can model every economic activity as an electronic circuit. And basically, this money energy is being bled from the human cattle that are called Goyim by the Judas Evil Walking Satanists. Goyim stands for cattle. And this energy then is run through the Freemasonic network and collected by the Judas Evil Walking Satanist bankers, and then fed upline to the Rothschild Jew that is the alien in control of the planet. Now, why is it that this whole system finally collapses? Well, back to the Forbidden Planet film. When this scientist took over the psychotronic generator, which can be thought of as the Sphinx operating the pyramid technology, operating the Freemasonic temples, operating all the cities which are built as psychotronic generators with their squares, pools, obelisks, buildings. Every building in the West is actually a infernal psychotronic generator running the pyramid program. One can think of this as a giant biophysical computer. And in Forbidden Planet, when he activates this Krell psychotronic generator to give himself godlike powers, there is manifest within him the monster of the id. This resides in the reptilian brain, and one can think of this as the darkest, deepest infernal desires, which are not under the control of the Judas Evil Walking Satanists. So as they build their huge psychotronic generator, which can be thought of as the Western Cities, First Pyramid, the Middle Place, which is the biophysical cities which the soul of the human dog is downloaded into, and then the torture bottles, which are the Third Pyramid, which are used as the power source for the aliens' technology. One can think that the system has a monster in the id, a glitch. This comes from Gödel's incompleteness theorem, which says that any isolated system cannot know itself fully, and this bit that's hidden starts to take over the system. Now, if you can step outside of the system, you can correct that sequestration monster of the id. This monster of the id in the Kabbalah is called Amalek. Amalek is a reptilian, a reptile, which links up with the reptilian brain in the brainstem. And this is where Amalek resides in the humans. And think of it as a hidden part of the human, which the Judas Evil Walking Satanist cannot control. Therefore, they need a Neo, a Christ, someone who can go outside of the system, someone who can go into the fifth dimensional Riemann manifold and then come back again. This then, according to Gödel's incompleteness theorem, can be used to build a antiviral system to kill Amalek. That's why you need Christs and Neos who can go into the fifth dimension and come back again in order to protect them. This was why the shamans, Don Juan's shamans who went into the fifth dimension, they burnt with the fire from within, had to be sequestered. And if you read Castaneda's books, the Nagels were hijacked by the Tenant. Basically, think of that as a shaman who works for the Judas Evil Walking Satanists. And in fact, Castaneda grounded these shamans who'd gone into the fifth dimension into the Matrix, therefore giving the Matrix a lifeline which stopped it becoming Edomic. Now, of course, Tim Riefat, the ultimate Psi Lord, hunted down Castaneda's energy, which had been given into the Blue Scout, tricked the Blue Scout into giving him the Castaneda energy, downloaded Amalek poison into her by producing a pup with her and a sister to introduce sequestered Lucifer into the unclean spirit, basically sequestered male and female energy. Sequestered male is the sequestered Lucifer. Amalek is a sequestered female energy, which destroys the Judas Evil Walking Satanists, cutting the lifeline, which then allowed the Psylord Tim Riefat to make this world Edomic. Now, of course, you might not quite understand what Amalek is, but let's go to science fiction, because as a dog, your intelligence is very low, and of course, you simply find these things too difficult for you. So a simple science fiction book might give you an idea of what Amalek is. Black artificial intelligences have been with us right from the start. They were there during the corporate exploration of the solar system, occasionally slipping the leash of their human masters and causing atmosphere ventings and machine-driven slaughters aboard space stations. They were there during the diaspora of that time, some seizing full control of cryoships and playing interesting games with hibernating humans. In one case, the game being target practice, that is firing 2,000 frozen people at an asteroid. They were there during the Quiet War, advocating the extermination of the human race, or at least a radical involuntary redesign of the same. And they're there with us still. Names resound, but are spoken in whispers. Glee of Murder, Mancellator, Scuttler, Penny Royal, and Jacko Gravestones. They are the serial killers of the AI world that cannot be compared to real killers, rather more to fictional ones like Hannibal Lecter, Elm Street's Freddy Krueger, and Jason Voorhees. For those of you who aren't horror victim buffs, Jason Voorhees is the hero of Friday the 13th. Nightmares and metal. These beings are not defined by hate of humanity, rather more by an amoral delight in everything dark in the human mind and in their own. And they are dangerous because they bring terrifyingly powerful intelligence to the pursuit of what we deem evil. And because they are not damaged rejects of the polity, but creatures that have advanced beyond it, though not to a place many would want to go. To call them insane is not meaningful. They are beyond such trite classification. So in fact, that's from Neil Asher's science fiction book. I'd recommend Neil Asher, a great sci-fi action, but think of this intelligence growing within the Judas Evil Walking Satanist Freemasonic artificial intelligence, which is basically the Freemasonic stone cities, which are actually running the biophysical energy as artificial AIs for these Judas Evil Walking Satanists. So the monster within the id, the ghost within the machine, starts to take it over. This then leads to the taking over of the human wetware via their reptilian brains. This then feeds into the Judas Evil Walking Satanists, taking them over. So you can see it, think of Agent Smith in the Matrix film, acting as an Edomic king. Edomic kings are these entities that take over the Judas Evil Walking Satanist creation and turn it into torture hell with the Jews as the torture beasts. And of course, these Jews, these Judas Evil Walking Satanists, unclean spirits, get trapped within their own first pyramid, within their own matrix, which is Omega Hells on Earth. They then get trapped in the second pyramid, the middle place, which is the Omega Hells, and then they get distilled into torture bottles to act as batteries for the Edomic kings, who are of course the vampires. So why is it that the Edomic worlds always fail? Well, it's because the Neos must keep coming in order to save the Jew creation from these Amaleks, from these Agent Smiths. And of course, eventually you get a Neo who decides he's not going to play ball, and then the whole thing comes crashing down. Now, of course, in this creation, Amalek, this dark intelligence, which crashes the whole system and sequesters humanity and sequesters the possessors, the Judas evil walking Satanists, this intelligence has been taken over by Tim Leifat to produce the Adamic King Vampire, so that this hidden part within the machine of the Archons, which stands for authority in Greek, and is the biblical name for these Judas evil walking Satanists, this hidden part is sequestered by the vampire. How can the vampire do that? Well, remember, the vampire is a fifth dimensional being by definition. The body of light is turned into a black hole. So basically you've got the biophysical body of a human raised into the fifth dimension by Tim Leifat. It is then black holed, so that the gravity within the fifth dimension is made so strong that it black holes, and it can then be brought back into the matrix, and instead of acting as a Neo to save the Jews and their creation, it actually collapses everything around it and sucks everything into this black hole, which grows bigger and bigger and bigger, not in the physical world but in the biophysical world. And remember, the technology of the Freemason, the Satanist, the Rothschild is actually running in the biophysical world. The money energy which runs the planet is actually running in the biophysical world. And in fact, if you look at physics, you'll find that mass is given to the massless particles. You're turning a matrix into a real world using the Higgs field. The Higgs field consists of a Higgs particle and a Higgs boson. The boson has no mass. The Higgs particle has the mass. You then mix them with light, the fifth dimension, bring them into the fourth dimension, where the Higgs particle has given some of its mass to the Higgs particle, which is linked up with the light and has brought the fifth dimension into the fourth dimension, and that whole process turns the massless world of particles into the massive world of the so-called real world. So you can see that if you want to hijack the system, if you want to hijack the Higgs particle and the Higgs boson, which make the massless imaginary world real, basically you can visualize something and then make it real by adding the Higgs particle and Higgs field, if you add light. If instead of adding light from the fifth dimension, remember light is gravity in the fifth dimension, instead of adding it at a low level of gravity, you add it at the singularity black hole level of gravity. This then hijacks the Higgs field mechanism and then means that you have total control not only of manifestation, but which is derived from the Higgs particle, but the Higgs boson world, which is the world of the biophysical and the world of awareness, which means that the vampire can sequester at the quantum vacuum level reality. So in fact, we have the wetware, which can be totally sequestered by the Judas evil walking Satanist, but you can take it to the vampire level, where the vampire not only sequesters wetware, but sequesters reality. And in fact, a vampire can actually imagine the world he wants, use the Higgs particle and Higgs boson, add his black hole light body to it, and then he then sequesters the reality and brings into being the reality he wants. The Judas evil walking Satanist can't fight him, because they're using low level gravity light in order to produce their reality. That's why Lucifer, the angel of light, the light bringer, is the intrinsic part of Satanism, because you have sequestration of light, which gives you sequestration of the Higgs boson and Higgs particle, which allows you to manifest the world you want. That's why Lucifer is master of the world, and the world is Lucifer's. It all comes back to simple physics. I know this might be a bit too difficult for the human dog, who hasn't got, who isn't a mathematical physicist, but never mind. If you become a vampire, you don't have to understand how a computer works to use it. If, like myself, you are a mathematical physicist, you'll begin to understand that this technology is the next step in human evolution, and that a black hole vampire can control manifestation, and that the infrastructure that the Judas Evil Walking Satanist has built using this luciferic light can be totally sequestered by black holing your fifth dimensional body, your biophysical body, and turning it into a black hole, turning it into a vampire body. This vampire body automatically gives you control of reality, automatically sequesters the Judas Evil Walking Satanist reality, because you collapse the reality around you and turn it into the reality you want, all on the Higgs field level. And in fact, the Rothschild scientists at CERN and the Fast Hadron Particle Collider, who are desperately trying to use technology to stop the vampire, have no chance, because they have no idea how to black hole the fifth dimension. Only Tim Riefad has come up with this technology. How did he come up with it? Well, you'll find if you look on Google that Tim Riefad was Europe's leading remote viewer in 1996. He's written three books on the subject, which I think now are out of print. But anyway, a remote viewer who is capable of looking into the future can actually find the technology in this future or other timelines future in order to sequester reality, in order to black hole reality. And by doing so, automatically, that gives you control of the fifth dimension, gives you control of the Higgs field, which makes reality real, and therefore, automatically, the vampires are the masters of the world. Simple as that. Now, one might think, what else is inherent in becoming an Adamic King vampire? Well, back to Neil Asher's science fiction book, using it as a parable to explain to the human dog with low intelligence how it works. This comes from Neil Asher's science fiction book again, Communication. Though firepower has its place, when you are fighting a high-tech war, communication and information are always more important. When someone had the sense to start numbering world wars on Earth, warfare had become high-tech, and it could be argued that radar and the decoding of Enigma were more important than the size of bombs dropped. The ultimate expression of this rule occurred during the Quiet War, when the AIs dispensed with human rule. At first, they were powerless processors of information, the tidiers and routers of the huge gamut of human communication, the maintenance workers, the sweepers and repainters to the informational world. But it was through the control of information and communication that they seized control of the human technologies used to turn other humans into mincemeat or ash. A pulse rifle is a potent weapon, but if you are blind and have no idea of the location of your target, it becomes just a piece of impotent hardware. So the Adamic King vampire, by definition, has complete control of the wetware. Why? Because in Adamic worlds, the reptiloid Amalek has complete control over the brainstem and the locus coeruleus. He has, therefore, complete control over the human wetware. This, of course, I would recommend you listen to Bioinformational 1 and 2, which are on Google and on Rentz's archive. These shows show that control of the reptilian brain gives you control of the human wetware. And since this hidden part within the reptilian brain is the location of Amalek and is the hidden monster within the id, which takes over the Judas evil walking Satanist when they try and use humans as the wetware in their psychotronic generator, thinking of the Freemasonic stoneware, the cities and pyramids, as the hardware of their computing system. So they've got hardware, which is the Freemasonic cities. Washington is one giant Freemasonic computer. London's the same thing. Paris, the same thing. All anchored to the seminal aspect of it, which is the pyramids. So if the pyramids were ever blown up, that would then cause the total destruction of the Jews. And the wetware, which in fact gives you the cyborg. Remember, a cyborg is hardware and wetware linked together. The cyborg, wetware aspect are the human goyim scum, dog. Why I call them dogs is because they're possessed by the dog Judas evil walking Satanists. And of course, you have the dogs around them that actually have the soulless dogs, which allow the dark energy matter, strange energy matter, chaotic energy matter, and sectile to jump into any human who has the strength to throw off the possession. Because remember, humans evolve and grow in life, and you get some humans that naturally are immune to possession. But in fact, if you have a dog around them, the thing can constantly jump into them from the dog and wear down their immune system, their biophysical immune system. Now, within the reptilian brain, within the Amalek, which resides in all humans, this reptilian brainstem, the vampire can then jump into this monster within the id, sequester it, and remember, all the brainstems then control the wetware of the body, which then allows complete control of the information processing within the wetware. And then, of course, via communication, which is via the internet, via speaking, and via the collective unconscious, which links all humanity together, according to Jungian psychology, all humans are connected at a unconscious level by their reptilian brain. So once you infect the reptilian brain of, say, a Pentagon general, it will then go into all the Pentagon generals, then go into all the colonels, then into all the American military, and therefore, via their hindbrains, you can then control the Pentagon wetware and make the entire US military your own. This means that they might have all the hardware, but since you control their information and communication processing via the hindbrain of the American military wetware, this gives you complete control over the American military industrial complex. This is the future of warfare, not trying to send commandos to take over a carrier battle group, or sending commandos to take over their nuclear weapons facilities, but actually sequestering via the hindbrains of the Pentagon dogs, the wetware, and therefore taking over the entire US military. This then allows you to get the US military to attack Iran and force the US military of their own free will to get the Iranians to cover every American and British city and Israel with Cobalt 60. Similarly, you can possess the hindbrain of the Iranians to not produce nuclear weapons, which give the Americans and NATO an excuse to say, oh, the Iranians nuked Israel. You know, one or two little nukes aren't going to affect the Rothschild scum, but this can be the second Holocaust, the excuse for the Albert Pike. We must have all nuclear weapons under the control of the Rothschild Jew, which of course is the Albert Pike World War III scenario. Instead of that, you get the Iranians to produce loads of Cobalt 60 just by putting cobalt next to enriched uranium, and then sequester via their hindbrains the Iranians to put loads of Cobalt 60 in cans, lead cans, into every American British city and send Cobalt 60 to Syria and Hezbollah to turn the filthy Jew into chemotherapyized, radiotherapyized torture beasts, which of course then stops the Albert Pike World War III scenario. You can then sequester the hind brains of the Russians to sit in Syria and block the attack on Syria, which of course means that the Pentagon can't attack Iran because they daren't let their Jewish masters be turned into radioactive Jews from Cobalt 60 from Syria and Hezbollah. And then of course you get the sequestered Russians to draw up the only war plan which makes sense, which is dropping Vieta and destroying NATO and America just with one simple nuclear weapon. And then this sequestration totally hijacks the Rothschild World War III Albert Pike scenario. So instead of World War III giving the Rothschild Jew total command of the planet, it covers every Western city with Cobalt 60, which of course spins in a clockwise direction, which turns the Judas evil walking Satanist into a cancer victim. This right-hand spinning Cobalt 60 radiation is totally and utterly horrific to a Judas evil walking Satanist, and it's basically like giving a black Ebola. It just eats the body of the Judas evil walking Satanist and turns it into a torture victim. So in fact, Cobalt 60 can be thought of as the final solution for the Judas evil walking Satanist. You then of course push this into the wetware via communication and information. You go on US national radio and spread the meme. You go into the hind brains of the Iranians in order to get them to realize that they were being set up as the fool guy for the control of the world by the Judas evil walking Satanist Rothschilds. And then of course you have an Edomic world where if the Pentagon and NATO attack Iran, they don't bring into being the Judas evil walking Satanist Rothschild world, they bring into being the Tim Rifat Edomic King Amalek world, where the Jew, we're not talking about the little Jew in the shopping mall trying to buy a t-shirt or jewelry, we're talking about things that actually possess people and actually have been using the Jewish race as their prime, as their chosen race. These Judas evil walking Satanists then find themselves in an invidious position where if they do attack Iran, they bring about an Edomic world. And if they don't attack Iran, they bring about an Edomic world, because of course Tim Rifat's vampires have hijacked the hardware of the Freemasonic system, which is now running Amalek in the hardware of the Freemasonic system, and the wetware, all the hindbrains of humanity, are running Amalek sequestration technology. So that means if they don't attack Iran, the whole of the Western world and the world plunges into a financial holocaust, because remember, money is biophysical energy, which is being run around the Freemasonic hardware system, and this is sequestered by Amalek technology, which of course leads to a huge super depression, which of course you then get people like myself standing on the soapbox and saying this all occurred because of Jewish bankers and Scottish Rite Freemason bankers. They're the ones to blame and we should hang them from lampposts, which of course brings about the demise of the Judas evil walking Satanist, which actually has its prime controller, its command and control in the bankers. So that means that all bankers will find themselves in a terrible, terrible position as the world and the West get plunged into a super depression. Meanwhile, the vampire who controls the Higgs field is changing reality, like the pyramids, the three pyramids change reality for the Judas evil walking Satanist. The vampire, of course, starts changing reality to produce the vampire world, where the vampire is the new Archon, the new authority, and all the wetware is actually controlled by the vampire. And of course, that is why the pyramid services on mindovermatter.ru and supernaturalspirit.ru are important, because these pyramid services hijack the pyramid technology, and that's why the protocols of Zion, which are basically the subtext and the basis of all law in the West, have actually been hijacked by the Edomic King Vampire, who now not only controls reality via black-holing the Higgs field mechanism, but actually lives in all the reptilian brains of every wetware. So a simple Edomic King Vampire can actually jump into the hindbrain of any wetware and control them as their robot. So in the future, you'll find the vampire as total master of the world, and all the human wetware around them totally controlled, totally sequestered by the vampire being that lives in their reptilian brain, the Amalek within the machine. And you'll find that the whole Freemasonic structure, the Freemason hardware, is totally sequestered by the vampire that can jump into the Freemasonic system and act as the monster with the id, the ghost within the machine of the Freemasonic system, and run the entire stone cities of the world for their own good. And of course, control of the initial psychotronic generator, the Sphinx, in Egypt, gives the Archon Authority vampire complete control over the entire alien invasion system by sequestering the Sphinx psychotronic generator, which is the master control psychotronic generator of the whole system. So if you carefully study mindovermatter.ru Supernatural Spirit, you'll find that I've actually put down in the vampire services and the supernatural spirit services the whole basis of sequestering the entire world to make it the vampire's oyster. Anyway, that's more than enough for now.